producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You've done very well in this campaign so far by promising to build a wall and make another country pay for it.
Right.
Send 11 million people out of the country. Cut taxes $10 trillion without increasing the deficit.
Right.
And make Americans better off because your greatness would replace the stupidity and incompetence of others.
That's right.
Let's be honest. Is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign?
It's not a comic book. And it's not a very nicely asked question the way you say that. Larry Kudlow is an example who I have a lot of respect for, loves my tax plan. We're reducing taxes to 15%. We're bringing corporate taxes down, bringing money back in, corporate inversions. We have $2.5 trillion outside of the United States, which we want to bring back in. As far as the wall is concerned, we're going to build a wall. We're going to create a border. We're going to let people in, but they're going to come in legally. They're going to come in legally. And it's something that can be done, and I get questioned about that. They built the Great Wall of China. That's 13,000 miles. Here we actually need 1,000 because we have natural barriers. So we need 1,000. We can do a wall. We're going to have a big, fat, beautiful door right in the middle of the wall. We're going to have people come in, but they're coming in legally. And Mexico's going to pay for the wall because Mexico, I love the Mexican people. I respect the Mexican leaders, but the leaders are much sharper, smarter, and more cunning than our leaders. And just to finish, people say, oh, how are you going to get Mexico to pay? A politician, other than the people on this stage, I don't want to insult, a politician cannot get them to pay. I can. We lose. We have a trade imbalance.
But
with
Mr.
Mexico.
Trump, hold on a second, John.
$50 billion.
We're at 60 seconds.
We're at 60 seconds. The wall is peanuts by comparison.
We're at 60 seconds, but I got to ask you, you talked about your tax plan. You say that it would not increase the deficit because you'd cut taxes $10 trillion and the economy would take off like... Hold on. The economy would take off like a rocket ship.
Right. Dynamic.
I talked to economic advisors who have served presidents of both parties. They said that you have as much chance of cutting taxes that much without increasing the deficit as you would of flying away from that podium by flapping your arms.
Then you have to get rid of Larry Kudlow, who sits on your panel, who's a great guy, who came out the other day and said, I love Trump's tax plan.
John,
thank
John,
you
John,
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 the John tax listen,
foundation,
I'm balanced.
The tax
hey,
foundation
just
says,
a minute, just
look
a minute.
At all of our plans. And his creates, even with the dynamic effect, $8 trillion
debt. Gentlemen, we're
yeah, that's how it went. That's right, the Republican debate. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You heard the back and forth. It was crazy. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said at one point, the questions that have been asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. So here we are, third Republican debate, and it was less attack time between each other. And instead it was, let's go after the media, the debate moderators, and the Democratic field. There's about 1,200 people stuffed into the University of Colorado Boulder, into the audience there, where this was emanating from earlier on Wednesday. And I'll tell you what, the people booed. The Republican National Committee Chair, Rence Priebus, said the network should be ashamed of the questions. Let's see the questions. Favorite apps? Should there be a holiday after the Super Bowl? You heard the one question right there. That was CNBC reporter John Harwood who asked Trump about shrinking the deficit by cutting taxes and making Mexico pay for the wall. And then he threw in that jab, is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign? And they said, that's not a very nicely heard that. That's not a very nicely asked question the way you said that. There was another question that was thrown at Florida Senator Marco Rubio about an editorial in the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel demanding he resign because of votes he missed in the Senate while running for president. Rubio said Democratic senators who ran for president, we know who they are, Bob Graham, John Kerry, Barack Obama, missed votes and didn't get that kind of treatment. But it was easy to pile on Rubio on that. I think Rubio knows how to handle it. He's great at coming back with the comebacks and just tossing it off, and he did that. Ohio Governor John Kasich was pretty interesting. He used the first question to accuse the rest of the field of scaring seniors over Medicare and Medicaid and threatening to deport 11 million immigrants and putting out tax plans that don't add up. So he kind of went back and forth a little bit with Trump. Ben Carson, who now is the front runner in some of the polls, said he was going to do the 11th commandment thing, the Ronald Reagan deal. He's not going to engage in awful things about his compatriots, and he didn't do that. He didn't take the bait when he was teed up. So it was an entertaining 2 hours, to say the least. And mostly, honestly, there was some pathetic questions from the moderators. I was surprised, even questions where they didn't have the facts straight. Usually you're fact-checking the debaters for something they just throw out there. But instead, it was quite the opposite. And I'm sure CNBC takes some hits from that for what they care. They released a statement to the contrary, saying that, you know, that wasn't at all what happened on the state. So you had 10 candidates in Boulder, CNBC, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, Ted Cruz, Mike Huckabee, Chris Christie, John Kasich, Rand Paul. And looking at the polls was interesting. Chris Christie at one point said, the government spends too much and I will change its culture. Cruz at one point said, I have actually stood up to Washington, including Republicans. Fiorina said, I'm a leader who will actually get results in Washington and I'm Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare. Carson said, I want to thank my opponents for being civil, and says people are waking up to the idea that government is too powerful. Donald Trump had an interesting line. I have to say it was one of my favorite lines of the entire debate. He said our country doesn't win anymore. He said that he got the debate cut to 2 hours and had Carson's help so that we can get the hell out of here. Basically saying, I know that you want this to be three and a half hours. Because you're charging $250,000 a spot, and we don't want to stay here for 3 or 3.5 hours. Marco Rubio said, at one point, I've lived the American dream, but that is now slipping away from millions of Americans. We can expand it. Bush said, I have a conservative record in Florida and can change Washington in a way that can bring people together. Huckabee, this isn't a game, but all Republicans want to fight for America and get this country back on track. Kasich, people can still change the world. We need to rebuild families and the nation from the bottom up. And the bottom up is us. It was interesting. Let's just say that. Remember, there's a few more of these things down the road. Rand Paul didn't get much time. Didn't offer up too much. Carly Fiorina, same thing. Didn't get a lot of time. We've got more on the debate coming your way on the flip side, including the mailbag.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. talk. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Now, this is not the music that they were playing as the candidates left the building in Boulder, Colorado. It is a classic, though, from a Halloween classic. If you can tell me where that music is from, I will send you a copy of Tom Petty's new autobiography. Very, very revealing. I love Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I think I know all the lyrics to Tom Petty's songs. So, courtesy of my friends at EMG, I've got some copies of Tom Petty's new biography. It is very cool. That's the only way I can describe it. I don't want to open the Urban Dictionary and come up with a better adjective. So, if you know that song and you can tell me that song, what it's from, I will send you a copy of that book tomorrow. Tomorrow. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Perhaps that's the music some of the moderators heard while they were leaving the building. It was weak, man. It was weak. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, long time since we've talked. How are you?
Well, I'm just good, Kate. How's you and your golf game, dear?
My golf game is going to get better because I just got some new clubs, tour edges.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm serious. Listen, they have a giant club that's as big as my head, the driver, and it says hot zone on it. I figure it can only help.
Hey, that's what I need. I need all of my clubs to be that.
The hot zone, I love it.
Well, I want to comment about this great debate. What a joke.
No kidding.
Did the Democrats hire these guys that were trying to run this debate? What a bunch of idiots and what a bunch of idiotic questions.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't worth it. I mean,
the questions were stupid.
I don't understand it. I can't believe it.
I can't either.
We're not going to get anything accomplished here with idiots like that running a debate. And maybe, what do you think, Kate, about dividing these people up? We got so many of them. For example, Huckabee, I like the guy. I don't know if he's electable or not. But I don't think that guy got to say a word until about 40 or 45 minutes after the debate started.
Right, I agree. Because they know they're going after the heavy hitter ones, Donald Trump or Rubio or then Carson, although Carson wasn't as involved either, or Ted Cruz. So you're right. So he's the also-ran, and he didn't get a fair crack.
Yeah, I mean, Ted Cruz, they'll put him in their place.
Yeah.
There was a lot of cheers and a lot of realization that it was a bunch of crap.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So, but if you'll run, I'm voting for you, girl.
I'm not politically correct enough to run.
Well, probably.
I love that.
Maybe not, but I don't know.
It's crazy.
We'll just have to see, huh?
Yeah, we'll have to see. Dale, we miss you. I'm so glad that you called. Don't be a stranger. It's great to hear your voice. Absolutely. The hot zone. Just remember that, Dale. The hot zone. Giant clubs, man. I've never hit a ball with a club head that big. It was the craziest thing ever, but it was really good. I have to say, really, really worked. 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim. Yeah, that's pretty much what it was like. Absolutely.
Is it over with?
It's ridiculous.
Worse than ridiculous. I don't know, Kate. I got to think about this. I mean, they're running for an ungrateful job anyhow that's coming up.
Yeah, who wants to be president of the United States? Woohoo!
Yeah. Trying to fix this mess we're in. And really, you know, all he is a puppet head anyhow. You know, the office, the presidency, really, you know, Obama's the very first one that come in with his executive orders that's made it supreme power.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get a conservative Republican in, or I don't care, any of them in the office, what are they going to end up doing? What really aggravated me is what the budget deal that they passed. That really aggravated me because, you know, it's like, well, we got to suffer the first year that, you know, our newly elected president's going to be in office with this budget.
You're right. Just stuck with it. Yeah. It's like just thrown on you.
Well, that just goes to show you, Kate, you know. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. You know, you might as well just call them all crooks. Because, you know, they're out to, you know, protect themselves and their, you know, career position. Every one of them up there. That's why, like I said, that's why Hillary ain't. You know, she didn't walk out in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs, you know, after her hearing. So, because that's all they want to do, you know. If they do start jumping on each other, Kate, then, you know, we got to get rid of the other bad guy. And then, you know, well, he's bad. Let's get rid of him, too, you know. You know, well, let's not get rid of anybody. Let's protect ourselves. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah. So
that's all they're doing up there. Oh.
But I don't know that protecting themselves does much for the cause anyway.
Well,
I mean,
well, we're
that's
all
the problem.
Obvious of it. You're right. We're all yeah. obvious of what.
Yeah, what's
it
going
is.
On?
And because, you know, we're out here dying.
Yes. Yeah.
They don't realize that, you know, for somebody. Well, it's kind of like something that aggravated me with Rush for years, you know. His statement, you know, having the pulse on the working class man. Now, how can you have the pulse on the working man class when you fly around in Learjets? chauffeurs around in a limousine smoking Havanas and eating caviar. Right?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty tough.
I mean, I don't know. You know, most of the guys I've seen digging ditches, you know, they ain't wearing a suit and smoking a Havana.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, who's there? That's the problem. You absolutely nailed it. Is the disconnect between somebody who's an especially rarefied air, and they may think they know because they have a conversation with a woman who's sweeping a floor in a cafeteria, or somebody who is working on some site somewhere, or in a graveyard because you go to pay respects to someone and you see a worker digging up the grave. You have no idea what their lifestyle is like,
right,
how many kids they may have to feed, what crummy salary they have, how many 15 jobs they have to do to put things together, to put food on the table, and yeah.
Hey, Kate, before I go, and you're probably going to premiere it when it's going to come out, the new movie, but I love real-life story movies, and if you're going to support the elite, well, the immigrants, support that movie, The 33, and it's mostly immigrant movie workers, and it's based off a real-life story. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I've heard about it, yes.
I mean,
yes.
If you're going to support something, that,
support,
you know,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they're working for their job, you know. Those actors that are foreigners are doing what they're trying to do. And I just love reality-based movies. And
yeah.
That was just...
Well, that's the... So people know, it's the Chilean miners
right.
that we're talking about, the 33. When they were stuck, which we talked about on the air. I was on the air. I was doing America Tonight. It was way back in 2010 when they were trapped, if you remember, and just how doomed they were and what happened that time as they were trapped, and it looks to be really, really good. Absolutely, you're right.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't have Arnold Schwarzenegger in it or
no.
Or Tom Cruise or somebody like that. It's
no.
mostly foreign, and it's based on... So if you want to support the ones that are, you know, working for the right cause and doing... You know, trying to become American.
Support that.
Right. Support that. Get out there.
The 33.
Yeah.
The 33. I can't wait to see it. It's not in wide release yet, but you're absolutely right, Grim. Thanks for the call. Hang with us, everybody. More on the debate, mailbag, all that kind of stuff coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
She kissed me like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Boy, a kick in the head, that's kind of what it felt like, I think, to some of the people on the stage of the latest Republican debate that unfolded on Wednesday in Boulder, Colorado. Crazy questions, insipid, idiotic questions that were asked by the panel. And my only conclusion is, they're not journalists. They should stick to talking about stocks and finances, because it just seemed as though they were ill-prepared. It was just the craziest thing, I think, of the whole debate, trying to figure out, wow, why are these really the questions that are being asked? I don't understand. Somebody please explain. All right, Marco Rubio had to explain or had to answer a couple of times the reason he missed votes and did it matter and all that sort of thing. Even Jeb Bush tried to take a little bit of a chunk out of him. Here's that exchange.
One's for Senator Rubio. You've been a young man in a hurry ever since you won your first election in your 20s. You've had a big accomplishment in the Senate, an immigration bill providing a path to citizenship that conservatives in your party hate and even you don't support anymore. Now you're skipping more votes than any senator to run for president. Why not slow down, get a few more things done first, or at least finish what you start?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. That's exactly what the Republican establishment says, too. Why don't you wait in line? Wait for what?
This country's running out of time. We can't afford to have another 4 years like the last 8 years. Watching this broadcast tonight are millions of people that are living paycheck to paycheck. They're working as hard as they ever have. Everything costs more, and they haven't had a raise in decades. You have small businesses in America that are struggling. For the first time in 35 years, we have more businesses closing than starting. We have a world that's out of control and has grown dangerous, and a president that is weakening our military and making our foreign policy unstable and unreliable in the eyes of our allies, and our adversaries continue to grow stronger. We have they say there's no bipartisanship in Washington. We have a $19 trillion bipartisan debt, and it continues to grow as we borrow money from countries that do not like us to pay for government we cannot afford. The time to act is now. The time to turn the page is now. If we don't act now, we are going to be the first generation in American history that leaves our children worse off than ourselves.
So when the Sun Sentinel says Rubio should resign, not rip us off, when they say Floridian sent you to Washington to do a job, when they say you act like you hate your job, do you?
Yeah, let me say, I read that editorial today with a great amusement. It's actually evidence of the bias that exists in the American media today.
But do you hate your job?
Let me answer your question on the Sun Sentinel editorial today. Back in 2004, one of my predecessors to the Senate by the name of Bob Graham, a Democrat, ran for president, missing over 30% of his votes. I don't recall them calling for his resignation.
Is that the standard?
Later that year, in 2004, John Kerry ran for president, missing close to 60 to 70% of his votes. I don't recall the Sun Sentinel. In fact, the Sun Sentinel endorsed him. In 2008, Barack Obama missed 60 or 70% of his votes, and the same newspaper endorsed him again. So this is another example of the double standard that exists in this country between the mainstream media and the conservative media.
Senator, thank you.
Can I bring something up here? Because I'm a constituent of the senator, and I helped him, and I expected that he would do constituent service, which means that he shows up to work. He got endorsed by the Sun Sentinel because he was the most talented guy in the field. He's a gifted politician. But Marco, when you signed up for this, this was a 6-year term, and you should be showing up to work. I mean, literally, the Senate, what is it, like a French work week? You get like 3 days where you have to show up? You can campaign or just resign and let someone else take the job. There are a lot of people living paycheck to paycheck in Florida as well. They're looking for a senator that will fight for them each and every day.
I get to respond, right?
30 seconds.
30
seconds.
Well, it's interesting. Over the last few weeks, I've listened to Jeb as he walked around the country and said that you're modeling your campaign after John McCain, that you're going to launch a furious comeback the way he did by fighting hard in New Hampshire and places like that, carrying your own bag at the airport. You know how many votes John McCain missed when he was carrying out that furious comeback that you're now modeling under?
He wasn't my
concern. Now, Jeb, I don't remember. Well, let me tell you, I don't remember you ever complaining about John McCain's vote record. The only reason why you're doing it now is because we're running for the same position, and someone has convinced you that attacking me is going to help you.
Well,
here's the bottom line. My campaign is going to be about the future of America. It's not going to be about attacking anyone else on this stage. I will continue to have tremendous admiration and respect for Governor Bush. I'm not running against Governor Bush. I'm not running against anyone on the stage. I'm running for president because there is no way we can elect Hillary Clinton to continue the policies of Barack Obama.
John Harwood, there's a bigger issue there.
We're moving to Governor Bush. Governor, the fact that you're at the fifth lectern tonight shows how far your stock has fallen in this race, despite the big investment your donors have made. You noted recently, after slashing your payroll, that you had better things to do than sit around and be demonized by other people.
What I said was, I don't believe that I would be president of the United States and have the same dysfunction that exists in Washington, D.C. now.
Okay.
Don't vote for me if you want to keep the gridlock in Washington, D.C. But if you want someone who has a proven, effective leadership that was a governor of a state that transformed the culture there, elect me so I can fight for the American people and change the culture in Washington, D.C.
Okay, it's a question about why you're having difficulty. I want to ask you in this context. Ben Bernanke, who was appointed Fed chairman by your brother, recently wrote a book in which he said he no longer considers himself a Republican because the Republican Party has given in to know-nothingism. Is that why you're having a difficult time in this race?
The great majority of Republicans and Americans believe in a hopeful future. They don't believe in building walls and a pessimistic view of the future. They're concerned that Washington is so dysfunctional it is holding them back. There are lids on people's aspirations. Think about it. 6.5 million people working part-time. Workforce participation rates lower than they were in 1977. 6 million more people living in poverty than the day that Barack Obama got elected president. And the left just wants more of the same. We have to offer a compelling alternative that is based on hope and optimism and grounded in serious policy, which I've laid out, and you can go get it at Jeb2016.com.
Thank you, Governor.
All right, so that was a slice of what went on during the debate, a big chunk of it. And, you know, throughout it, throughout the whole thing, what was really stood out was some of the questions just being almost condescending. And I guess that led to some of the attacks back and whatnot. And it seemed as though the people that were moderating just were out, clearly out of their element. And what was said over and over again, that this was liberal media on display, and I'd say it's more about just ineptness than anything else. And they're trying to compare what happened with the softball questions for Hillary Clinton or the rest of the Democratic crew that were part of the Democratic debate. I think it's not a comparison thing. I think it's, it didn't seem like there wasn't any, to me, really just hard-hitting questions. It was more attack, attack, attack. Did you hear what I said? You heard Carl there. He's going after him, going after him, going after him. And to me, they just seem to be taunting them, if anything else. And a lot of other media people chimed in on this and said similar things, that there's just no question that's throughout most of the thing, it was more of a press kind of deal. I mean, almost reminded me of Mike Wallace's old interviews on 60 Minutes under the hot lights, where he was going after somebody, and that fit there. That's why 60 Minutes became the, when you got a call from 60 Minutes, it was debatable whether you wanted to go on or not, if there was something that was happening that you were being investigated for, because they were going to take you on. And that's what it was. It was as though CNBC was going to take on the Republicans in this debate, and therefore I think it became cartoonish to me. Cartoonish. What is interesting, and probably the reason why, Ben Carson, he could just kind of sort of hang out in the wings. He got nailed a few times, but not really. It was easy to get around because you had this CBS New York Times poll that had Carson now leading the field. Donald Trump is in second place for the first time. And at the beginning of the debate, he said he was just going to do the Reagan 11th commandment deal. He wasn't going to speak ill about the other Republicans. And he really held to that. He took it to the extreme, you know, ends, at whether that was worked for him or, you know, not. I think that Marco Rubio scored well. To me, he scored well in this debate, just like I thought the last one he did pretty well. He was quick to come back with the Jeb Bush thing that you just heard about he should resign. Whenever he talks about his family, he seems to have a pretty decent message. It's not negative. And I don't know, he just, to me, he can answer whatever is being thrown his way, whatever's being hurled at him, because it seems like he's having to deflect a lot. And he just does it well. That's what I would say. He does it well, and he came off pretty well, just like the last debate. But then you look at his polling numbers, and his polling numbers aren't there. And as you get closer to the real thing, when we're talking about caucuses, we're talking about Iowa, we're talking about New Hampshire, we're talking about all of that, that's when we get into the primaries. That's where it's really going to matter. Are we going to see some big switches? How far is Trump going to slide down? If he's sliding down behind Carson, does somebody else pick up the rear? Does somebody else in that crowd suddenly move up the line? You know, the thought still is that it could be Jeb Bush, that Jeb Bush somehow gets a leg up and finds his way up, and whether it's Carson still standing and Jeb Bush is still standing, that may be what we see. It might not be Trump. Is this the Trump slide, or does Trump hang on? Coming up, fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo.
Thank you. This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Coming up, fruits and nuts, credits, and bingo. That little slice of music you just heard, I threw it out earlier that I would send you Tom Petty's new autobiography if you could just tell me what that music is from. Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. Oh, how long ago that was. Yeah, that's an old one. That's a couple decades old, at least. Am I correct, Nathan Reeder? Yeah, oh yeah. Maybe 3 decades old.
Yeah, like, let's see. When was that?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's a classic, though. It's a classic that became a cult hit, too, because it's one that gets replayed every Halloween, and people...
Oh, nope, not 1980.
1980. Wow, so in 1980.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's got some legs on it. Nobody guessed it. Nobody guessed it. We'll have to try again. Okay, so how about this? We go into now one of my favorite segments that we do. It's called Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan is already with us. So we start right here, and I'm sure you're going to love this. A Scottish tourist unwittingly captured an unidentifiable sea monster while vacationing in Greece. Harvey Robertson was on a boat cruise off the coast of Parga, sailing through sea caves with his family, and he was just trying to capture the color of the surrounding water with his iPhone. What he shot instead has baffled everyone all over the place, and marine scientists included. Looking at his photographs, he saw that he had captured a gray creature that resembled an elongated manatee. The animal appears to pop out of the water in one photo, then disappears under the greenish water in the next one. And, you know, he says he didn't even actually see it at the time because he was trying to capture the water color. He said, you can only imagine my surprise when I was looking back through my photos. They say it could be a Cuvier-beaked whale, and they are mostly in the Mediterranean, I guess. They think, who knows? It's kind of what they call a love child of a hippo and a crocodile. It's baffling, and I just have to tell you, if I saw that and I was in the water, I would be so freaked out. I cannot even imagine. So it's good that he took the picture and had no clue what it was. It looks like the Loch Ness Monster. It's freaky. It's really very strange. And it just shows you, do we really know all the creatures in the ocean? Probably not. What do you think, Nathan? Fruits and nuts shredded bingo?
Well, I liked when you started out the story saying capture. And it was a completely different story until the iPhone was pulled out. And capture. It's a modern phrase.
Think it is of, a modern phrase.
Of capture as a picture-taking thing nowadays. Yeah, that's pretty freaky, but it sounds like on the fringes of optics and rando things and water that we don't really see. I believe it. I think it's a little nutty, but also shred it. Yep.
Shred it. And it really looked real, like it's not one of these fake-o photos. You know, they have these fake-o photos where, like, a giant shark is flying out of the water and a guy's just getting plucked out of the water by the Golden Gate Bridge and is saved by the Coast Guard or something. It didn't really look like that, so who knows? It's pretty interesting, though. Kind of freaky. A little bit freaky. All right, we move on to another one, and I wonder how many people listening to us would, just for that sake of that 15... perhaps seconds, not even 15 minutes, 15 seconds of fame, would you strip naked and do something silly to put yourself in the record books?
The record? What record books?
Maybe Guinness Book of World Records or perhaps some other book. Would you? Guinness is mostly the notable one. Would you do something like that to be in the Guinness Book of World Records? Just pose naked for different reasons?
It'd have to be a pretty funny... and weird thing. Like, I mean, it'd have to be a weird thing where you're basically just adding nudity to it.
Nudity! Alright, so I'm going to tell you this story. This is what happened at the Adventure Island theme park in Essex, England, over the weekend. Thrill seekers took all their clothes off. They set a new world record on the Green Scream roller coaster. It was 57 people. And they were all naked. They rode the roller coaster, which, by the way, there was record set in 2010. There were 102 people who rode the same roller coaster in the Buff, and it failed. It didn't work out.
How did it fail?
Because not everybody supposedly showed up, and they weren't all naked. They said they were naked, but then people had parts of their clothes on.
Ugh.
Totally in the Buff naked.
Don't you gotta be naked. Guys.
Naked, baby. So here's the thing. They were able to raise money for children with cancer, a big foundation in England. So that was part of the appeal. They raised like $15,000. So they say even if they don't end up having the record, they don't care. And there's lots of different ages, kids, older. When I say kids, like, you know, 20. Older than that did it, and they took their clothes off and rode the roller coaster. Oh my gosh. See, so take your clothes off in front of complete strangers and the media and get on a roller coaster. Boy, I don't know.
See, like I said before, the roller coaster is the mediating factor in that, and I would do that. I wouldn't be averse.
Yeah, the people, I mean, they're cute people, all kinds of people, all shapes, sizes, whatever. They look like they were totally comfortable. I have to say that because I saw a picture, and they absolutely look like it didn't bother them.
I bet there's a lot of emotional fluffers there to really keep the process.
Maybe. Fluffers.
Mm-hmm.
I love that word, fluffers. All right, check this out. There are these plans. There's been a lot of buzz about this lately, about faster planes, faster air travel. And there's a designers they've come up with this, a concept of an aircraft named Scream. They say the plane would fly passengers from London to New York in a half an hour.
Wow.
And they say scramjet technology would be used for the engines that use the speed of the aircraft to forcefully compress the incoming air for engine combustion instead of from a tank on board. So they're smaller, lighter, faster, and they hit speeds exceeding Mach 10, 10 times the speed of sound, or 7,673 miles an hour.
That's
75 passengers,
cool.
That's it. 75 passengers, four wings, two large rockets on the rear. They would be launched at a high speed. And
yep.
They say they're going to do it. They really would hope to do it for a commercial flight. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
hey, I want to go to London. Hey, you want to go to London for dinner? Fabulous. Let's get on that plane.
Well, it's not like it's the middle-income people that are going to be doing that often. So they'll have their clients now who will be paying towards it.
No, they're saying that...
Cool.
There's a group of Concorde enthusiasts.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Club Concorde. It's ex-pilots, airline execs, and they've put up $250 million to get this going.
See, there you go.
And get it going by 2019. They say a ticket would cost you about $1 million.
I'm going to wait a couple hundred years.
Yeah, wait, 10-hour flight
get out.
for $1,000. 10-hour flight for $1,000 or $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
Well, like I said, I think it's bingo. It's also fruits and nuts. Just think about that. But that's what's coming. Everything is going to be fruits and nuts to think about.
Everything is going to be fruits and nuts. Absolutely. Oh, one of my favorites. Jamie Lee Curtis starring in... one of her first and most successful films. Halloween! Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.